My name is Max Eugene Valentinuzzi. I was born in Buenos Aires in a typical or classical tango quartier, Almagro. Even there is a tango named Almagro. I studied elementary school and high school in Buenos Aires. I studied the engineering school at the University of Buenos Aires. Worked for 5 years as telecommunications engineer in Transradio International, subsidiary of RCA Communications in Argentina. And in 1960, I came with a green card to the USA. Spent 10 years here. My first daughter, Fabiana, was born in Atlanta, but now she is a resident of the Twin Cities in Shoreview, and her family became a Minnesotan. I even have a great grandson who is a Minnesotan, Sebastian, Dominic Sebastian. The rascal is 2.5 years old now. And then I returned to Argentina in 1972-73 and remained there up to now. But I have come back to the States so many times because I have many friends, many attachments, family attachments, academic attachments, and now I have tango attachments.
This is Max playing Recuerdo. In his younger days, between 1946 and 1956, during the golden age of tango, Max played piano with amateur and semi-professional tango and jazz bands, mostly tango bands, and that's where the love of tango came from. Today's show was born out of Max's lecture on tango given in St. Paul, Minnesota. The lecture was organized by Bob Barnes, the leader of Mandragora Tango Orchestra from the above-mentioned city. But first, the disclaimer from Max himself.
I was really honored with this invitation. I'm not an expert in tango, so if someone actually expert in tango would listen to this, maybe would say, who is this guy who really in Argentina nobody knows, because that is the truth and nothing but the truth. I cannot sell myself as a tango expert or tango historian. I am just an amateur who loves tango. I was born with tango. I really like the activity. So I want to thank you all for giving me this opportunity to thank the radio station, to thank Bob Barnes, and all the people that are involved in this activity here.
Telling the history of tango is a tricky business. The origins of it is murky, and the history of it is not particularly well documented. So when the amateur historian is telling the history of tango, of course, it's slightly subjective, but very interesting anyway, because you discover something new every time the history is told. And here is the history told by Max Valentinuzzi. I hope Max would not mind if I'll chime in here and there a word or two.
The exact origins of tango are not clear, but it does go back well over 100 years, beginning just at the end of the 19th century. Tango evolved in Buenos Aires and in Montevideo. Montevideo is the capital city of Uruguay, just across River Plate. In time, it would go from the brothels to the elite ballrooms of Europe and to New York City in the 1920s. It has been steadily growing into the 21st century, more popular than ever. No one has yet been able to specifically trace the origin of the tango. One thing is certain, the tango was made by immigrants to Argentina and to Uruguay. Even the bandoneon is an immigrant, having been invented in Germany by Heinrich Band, thus bandoneon, and sent to Argentina. There are three major types of music that fall under the general family of Argentine tango: the tango itself, the milonga, and the Argentine waltz. And actually, we could make some subdivisions. There were definite influences from the African candombe and the Cuban habanera, plus ingredients of the strong Italian immigration of the 1880s and the 1890s in Argentina. The people associated with tango were not desirable nor well considered. They usually came from the outskirts of the city. They were not educated, prostitutes, pimps, outlaws, and alcohol were current in this environment. Tango came out of the enramadas and quilombos and the low cafes of Buenos Aires and Montevideo. What is an enramada? Enramada is some kind of a patio, half covered with maybe some ivories, perhaps a small vineyard. And what is a quilombo? Quilombo is a Portuguese word. A quilombo was a place in Brazil where the black people used to gather. They organized gatherings with a religious background. They were then mostly gathered by black people with much dancing to the rhythm of a drum named a tang. Whites thought the dancing to be immoral. Today, the candombe, which was a dance that was played in those gatherings, is a distinctive musical style very much identified with Uruguay, as the samba identifies Brazil and the rumba, the mambo, and song identify Cuba. Participants used the word tang for everything: the dance itself, the drums used, and even the places where these rituals were carried out. It should be noted that Montevideo and Buenos Aires, as I said before, are both located on opposite shores at the mouth of the Rio de la Plata, the River Plate. The original candombe rhythms were heard in both cities, and the tango was and still is part of both cultures.
Max mentioned Afro-Cuban habanera. Habanera made enormous impact in the second half of the 19th century, early 20th century on world music. You can hear it in classical music, early jazz, and of course tango. Now I'll play you a snippet of the most famous habanera, La Paloma, written by Sebastián Heradier, Spanish composer, after his trip to Cuba, around 1860. Some historians claim that habanera reached Buenos Aires in the 1870s. It became immediately popular. The musical educator and tango musician Pablo Aslan claims that the first tangos appeared in the 1880s as a result of merging habanera with a local milonga and other immigrant influences, especially from the Southern Europe, because the majority of the immigrants to Buenos Aires came from Italy and Spain. I'll play you again a snippet of the early recording of tango by Juan Maglio Orchestra, which preserved the style of the early tangos, and unmistakably you'll hear habanera beat in this early tango. Now I'll play you another snippet, again by Juan Maglio Orchestra, tremendously popular in the 1910s, 1920s. This is popular tango El Caburé, and recording is done in the 1913. Again, you'll hear habanera in it. A few words about the native Argentine style of music milonga, which survived to this day as a separate subgenre of tango. Milonga is a product of Spanish-driven Creole culture of Argentina. Now I will play you milonga Arrabalera, written at the turn of the 20th century by the member of the first generation of tango composers, Rosendo Menzibal. Rosendo Menzibal was of the mixed parentage, European and the black. He used to play piano in the high-class brothels of Buenos Aires. Thank you.
sacarle viruta al piso hasta romper los zapatos. Sacale el hilo a esa chaucha, si es que tenés buenas uñas.
A few words about waltz. The European waltz came to Argentina around 1816. It was a scandalous affair, the first dance in embrace. The European waltz was followed by mazurka and polka, other dances in embrace, and it happened around 1850s. The Argentine tango as a dance owes its basic choreography to European waltz, and the Argentines liked the beat of waltz and Argentinized it, therefore creating vals criollo, Creole vals. Here's a waltz written in 1917 by 14-year-old Rosita Mello. It was dedicated to her mother. The waltz is called Desde el Alma, from the soul.